Great Uniter's ambitions have ended, but the Earth Kingdom has fallen back into disarray. Can our heroes pick up the pieces? Strand Gamers presents a playtest campaign, Avatar: The Eternal Chronicles. We're on with session seven?
Seven? Eight.
I don't remember.
Five.
I think it's more
it
than
is,
five.
It is eight.
Oh, it's actually eight?
Yes.
Okay, five it is. Hmm.
Previously on Avatar, The Eternal Chronicles, Dalune snuck into Hotman's, the Agni Kai owned club that serves as an office for Blaze, Agni Kai lieutenant. Blaze took exception to his actions and let him know with a bolt of lightning. Zahar tried a more friendly approach, and Albert Blaze Parks revealed who sold him the faulty mecha tanks, Li Huang with Fang Foundries.
Hmm.
And that's really all you guys accomplished.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I had to redo what Kevin was supposed to do.
You accomplished the one thing.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yes. Oh, I suppose you then talked to Ronto.
And he said, bring me that man.
Mm-hmm. He said, take him down, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
Talk to Ron.
Yes, we're going to catch the bad guy.
We're going to catch the bad guy. And I'm going to have to sign into the correct Gmail account for me to view my
thing. Probably be best.
I have several, you see.
All right, so my hair is officially braided.
Who officiates the braiding of hair?
Good question.
Who braids the braidsman?
You have to form somebody.
You don't.
Somebody.
So, you guys have your orders.
Yep, we're going to bring them down. So, does this mean that we're going to take a slightly more violent approach with things and actually ride the Sky Bison, or are we going to take the train?
I'm insisting on the Sky Bison. Okay, I will insist on the Sky Bison.
Sky Bison would be pretty
I'm not leaving her behind again.
Okay.
So we're riding a Sky Bison? From the office over to the Bison. Because we're going to catch that guy.
Gonna catch the bad guy. We're gonna capture Burger. We're gonna catch the bad guy.
I'm assuming that your bison is just parked right outside.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no reason for her not to be.
Smash cut to us bursting into Li Huang's office.
Are you guys just getting on Weimwei and flying off?
Yeah.
It seems like the most dynamic thing for a group of intrepid adventurers to do.
What time of day is it even?
Probably like.
This is the next morning after.
Oh, is it the next morning?
Okay. Yeah, because I know you spoke to the guy.
Because I thought we did that at like 1 p.m.
That's true. Yeah. Because you actually waited for the club to have people in it. So it's early afternoon.
Flying to Feiyu.
You get on Weimwei and take flight.
Woo!
It takes you the rest of the day. It is night by the time that you arrive in Feiyu.
So how are we doing this, guys?
Are we supposed to speak with
Customs?
No, the lady.
Wei Fang?
I would recommend that we don't get her involved.
But she was mad when we didn't tell her before.
Yes, because she's hiding something.
So, are we gonna kidnap him? Because it seems like we're gonna kidnap him.
Yes, seems like the best thing would be taking him alive and bringing him to Republic City.
Yes, I concur.
Wait, we're going to kidnap him?
I think we're breaking international law.
No. It is well within our rights to take in someone who has been selling weapons illegally.
But kidnapping is what bad guys do.
We're arresting then.
Okay, that's different.
Something extradition.
Extraordinary rendition.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to render him extraordinarily.
Oh, yes, we are. We're going to render his ass so fucking extraordinarily.
Are you going to blow his money around?
Like you wouldn't believe. I will go to the main vault of the whole fucking city and blow everything around, but be really, really disappointed when I find out it's actually all gold bars.
Aw. And not the Fang Foundry credits.
Those are worthless pieces of paper.
Well, they're not worthless pieces of paper. They're representations of the amount of work that you do specifically inside this city.
They're worth as much as paper is.
So then I guess the work you do inside this city is worth nothing anywhere else.
Yes. I mean, that's how... Yes.
It's not usually how currencies work.
No, but it is how company interest works. There's very little that you do.
Well, I'm not interested in the company.
Okay, so I guess my issue is how are we going to get him on the Bison and into Republic City?
Well, we have a few options. I could turn a one-night stand into a two-night stand, and then we can knock him out. Or we could just kidnap him. I mean, capture him.
Carry him.
Okay.
You know, just get him while he's at home. On the toilet.
The easiest, you know, if he's away from the factory.
Yeah. When is he ever away from the factory, I suppose? Well, I know where he lives.
You do?
I dart my eyes left and right. Yeah.
Huh. When is he ever away from the factory? When he's in you! No.
We had a sleepover one night.
Oh, that sounds fun.
No. I mean, yes, but no.
Not really.
Was it fun?
Then no.
It was all right.
Was it adequate?
We didn't play many games. I don't think you would like it.
That doesn't sound fun.
No. Then I'm gonna pat Sekhmah on the head. Don't worry about it. Don't have sleepovers with strange boys.
Okay.
Okay, so are we gonna meet him at his apartment then?
Yeah, we're gonna quote unquote meet him.
Well, he lives in the same building that Zahar does.
Yeah.
Yes, but I don't know which room.
But I do.
Where are you landing, Mwemwe?
Unless I'm told otherwise, I'll just go to the...
We're gonna discuss this beforehand and tell you that she's gonna need to be landed outside the city.
Okay.
And you're gonna need to fly low so as not to be seen. And then she's going to have to hide for a little bit in, like, a cave or in...
But I thought it was flatland.
Yeah, that's the problem. We're still going to have to hoof it some distance. How far away can does your whistle work?
I don't know.
As far as she can hear it.
I could blow extra hard.
So, let's think. It's all flat land around the city. Is there any place at all that we could hide a flying bison? We could dig a giant hole.
I don't think a flying bison's kind of a tall order.
I think we could just fly her into the city. What the fuck are they gonna do?
I mean,
book us.
Well, just I guess nobody bends in the city, so it's not like they would just shoot fire at us, but, and well, nobody metal bends in the city.
And they probably wouldn't shoot rock hands at us either.
Mm, that's true, too.
Just regular rocks.
What about those mecha tanks?
Oh, yeah.
I don't really know if Moi Moi has ever been in a fight before.
Well, really Moi Moi can do that thing hurt. Where she flies
away.
Yes.
From danger.
Yes.
Right, but there's no guarantee that she'd be able to hear the horn. I can't even hear the horn.
The whistle?
They have very good hearing.
Well, I think they hear at a different frequency than us.
That and have very good hearing, like, and Moi Moi is offended that you would dare question it.
So, out of character, it seems like we are probably going to, like, do a running passover of the place, jump off Moi Moi, and then she'll fly away.
Oh.
Like, that seems like the most direct approach. The other approach would be land her several miles outside the city and then hoof it in.
Yeah, like, does the target building, like, have a roof we could... we'd be able to jump off onto?
Yeah, it certainly has,
like,
a roof.
It's like the highest building in the city.
It is okay, the highest building helpful. In the city.
I don't remember
can
that.
How high can bison fly? Can they fly above the cloud line?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That has happened multiple times.
Hmm. Just thinking maybe it would be easier to descend directly from above. Certainly a little less noticeable than flying through the city.
Okay.
Mm.
That makes sense. Is it a cloudy day?
die of fate.
And remember, we can airbend clouds.
Yes. It is a moderately cloudy evening.
I thought, like, you would need help from someone with that, too. Because I'm pretty sure they air and water bend.
Yeah,
them.
That's what Katara and Aang did. They both had to...
I don't see why air alone couldn't do it as well, and water alone could probably do it.
Hmm.
Yeah,
and the fact that you have both air and a water bend.
I mean, I can watch you guys do that.
In any case, so it seems like what we're going to do is create for ourselves some cloud cover and then land on the top of the building.
Well, I guess my issue with that is if there is a roof entrance into the building.
Well, we can find out, and if not, we can just scale the side of the building.
With what?
What, you can't come up with any... Okay. Well, there's this glorious invention called the rope.
Yes, but I don't have
I've never heard
rope.
Of this.
To scale down a ginormous building.
I'm sorry, what? Rope? No, I know what rope is, maybe. Daloon is probably aware of what rope is.
I would hope so.
Yeah, Daloon can also use his flight suit.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm wearing that this time.
I am. Jeez, yeah, okay. I'm the knight.
So you're wearing your
last
time. Flight
suit?
Sure,
why not?
Je suis la bat.
It's got a big burn mark in it.
Hmm. Wait, is it in burn mark that affects the flight, or...?
No.
Just cosmetic.
It's right in the middle, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a burn mark that affects my ego. How about that?
Sure does.
Well, seriously, okay. Why the fuck did you do it that way?
So you guys are bending yourself some cloud cover to land on top of Fang Tower?
Yep.
Sure.
Okay. Anyone who wants to can contribute, or any of you benders can contribute energy towards this normal roll of difficulty one.
All right, guys, you can do this.
I shall contribute. I'll put two energy.
I'll chip in one.
I'll give you one then, because four is more than enough to get one. I hope.
Well, yeah,
Kevin, you're
rolling. Who's rolling?
Okay, no, I already got a 10. So boom.
Okay, oh. I do not get enough to. Okay, it happened.
I was almost
Tom
about
can still roll.
Yeah, I didn't get a success, so.
No, I didn't either.
Perfect, wonderful.
Once Kevin's rolling skills come out.
Whoa, Galoon, you actually did something.
I mean, it was presumably a collaborative effort.
This thing was effective. How did this happen?
I don't know.
Maybe I don't know.
As you guys get closer to the city, you bend yourself some big fluffy clouds to mask your big fluffy bison.
Fluffy.
You have to reduce your speed to make it not incredibly suspicious. And you drift across the sky. And then when you are right above Fang Towers, you drop. Drop off of Waymway. Are you telling Waymway to go anywhere specific?
We won't be long, right?
If we are, everything's already gone to shit anyway.
I mean,
so.
Either we're there for like a few minutes, or we're there for a few months
in prison.
Well, I think it depends on if he's in his apartment.
Well, why don't you just go above the clouds until I call you? See you later. I will wave. Enthusiastically.
Okay, so is there a roof entrance into the building?
Yes. There is a very convenient roof entrance.
I try the door.
It's not even locked.
I go through the door.
Oh, this is going a little bit better than I thought it would.
You walk inside. This floor is mostly janitorial supplies and machinery to make the elevator work.
Okay.
Ah, yes. The elevator. The last bastion of humility.
I look for stairs to go down into, the main building.
Yeah,
stairs. Seems like a good idea. I'm gonna lead the way because I'm going to try to remember where the apartment is.
Okay. Make me a normal energy roll to remember. You were
a little bit inebriated, yes. I'm gonna put 4 energy into that and hopefully did we get a replenishment roll out of that?
Yeah, one of you does.
Which one's taking a replenishment roll?
I could pass.
I guess I'll take it then.
No, I'll take it, even though I have right. Full energy.
And that's that is one success, so I will make a replenishment roll from the I'm down to 6, so I guess I'll make my replenishment roll. So, and I got a 1, so I'm up to 7 energy.
Okay. Yes, you guide the group down a few floors to Li Huang's room.
Okay. I think this is the place. I had had a few drinks, but I'm about a 95% confident this is it.
Okay. That's a high degree of confidence. I like that.
I made up that statistic on the spot, so
I'm no longer confident in your degree of confidence.
So do you think he's in there?
I don't know his work hours, but
I knocked on the door.
You do not get a response.
It does not seem like he's here.
So I guess we could just break in.
Break in?
Well, yeah, we're just going to have to unlock the door.
Well, I mean, you won't want to break it, because then he'll know something's up.
And isn't that what bad guys do?
Police do it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are bad guys.
What's that?
Police are most definitely not bad guys.
Police can be bad guys.
Sorry, they can be bad. I thought you said thieves.
I said police. Sorry.
Okay.
Depends what color your skin on. Police can be bad guys.
Yeah.
Or at least statistically more likely to be bad guys to you anyway.
It's okay. I'm not water tribe, so I'm not too dark skinned.
Water tribe.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Water tribe is...
the darkest skins.
The darkest of skins.
When you're near the poles. Because
Avatar is racist.
Oh. Yeah, it was.
What?
You guys are standing outside of Huang's room.
I'm
How far is it from my room?
He is 2 floors above you.
Okay. Are there any, like, I guess, common rooms nearby?
I don't know, like a
gym or something?
This building probably does have a gym. I would imagine it's got laundry facilities, but... yeah. Probably down in the basement.
Okay.
Not necessarily nearby.
Let's see. Do you happen to have any of your tools on you?
I have some tools. You want me to try to open up the door without breaking it?
Well, you could just, unscrew the doorknob from the entire thing and then just bypass the whole system.
Okay. I attempt to do that.
Clocks like this always kind of never made any sense to me.
Make me
also, technically we're inside the city, so I'm going to stop bending now.
Wait, you were bending?
Well, to get in.
So what kind of check am I doing?
I'll make me a hard check, so obstacle 2.
I'm gonna use 5 energy. Alright, I succeed the fuck out of that. That's 4 of them.
Nice. Damn.
So I'm gonna make replenishment rolls. You know what, fuck it, Tom, you can have one of them. I'm assuming
sweet.
You're watching.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I have, I'm watching very closely, but I also, I'm the lowest energy out of everyone, I think. So, thank you for that.
Well, I was the lowest after that, but...
but I mean, like, of the 3 people who could get it. Alright, I'm full up.
Okay.
Okay. I cheer and I'm like, nice! Hey, shouldn't we, be a little bit more,
So she takes a point
of
the
knob. Then I make the shh sound to the loon.
Taking a point the knob does not disable the lock.
I mean, yeah, I guess I could make everything silent. People don't want to talk to each other and plan.
Well, at least while we're breaking in.
Well, okay. I can give you a thumbs up when I'm done or some shit.
Okay. Let's make this lock picking quiet as a mouse.
Okay. So in complete silence, you take apart the knob that does not disable the lock mechanism. you go through, you tinker, disable the lock. You also notice, curiously, that wired into this lock mechanism looks like there's a radio wire.
Okay.
And with your fantastic successes, you suspect that it is some sort of tamper alarm that broadcasts a warning to someone somewhere if the lock is bypassed. So you disable that before you get into the business.
Because I'm awesome at everything.
And then you push open the door.
Yeah, so I'll open the door, let everyone in, and then put the doorknob back on.
Excellent. It shall no longer be completely silent.
And then lock it from the inside, I guess.
I'm suddenly reminded I have a jug of booze. I could set his bed on fire.
Don't set his bed on fire.
You could set his bed on fire.
I mean, you could set his bed on fire without a jug of booze, but...
It'd be a throwback.
If you want to...
A throwback to a long time ago.
Good booze on a bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when I let everyone in, I, reattach the doorknob and lock it from inside.
Okay. Yes. You are inside the residence of Li Huang that is blurrily familiar to one of you.
No, it was pretty familiar. I was sober in the morning when I took a shower.
I suppose so.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, so should we find some place to hide?
Yeah, we can ambush him. There should be a closet in the bedroom.
Are we all hiding there?
Well, one of us can hide under the bed.
Or in the bathroom, or...
It's a nice long game of hide and seek.
Wonderful.
Hmm.
Except for you, my point to Daloon. You're going to make this place really silent.
Yes, I figured as such.
And that way, when he gets inside and we surprise him, he'll be able to scream for help, but he probably won't be able to do anything about it.
Okay. I hide, behind the bathroom door or some shit.
Okay.
I don't know where anyone else is hiding.
Well, closet was suggested, so I guess I'll do that.
Other peeps, where are you hiding?
Damn it, the closets are all taken.
Just hide in the bathroom. I'll hide on his bed.
Fine, I'll hide
in
the bed. Shower.
On his bed?
That's a shitty hiding spot.
Meow, I'm your cat. I'm your cat ferret. Meow.
I mean, you could theoretically pretend to be. This is more,
Well, I'm already hiding behind the bathroom door.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a closet. I mean, there's no reason I can't pile into the closet with Sekhvah since she's small.
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
Or is she?
Okay, two of you pile into the bathroom and two into the closet.
How fat are you, Sekhvah?
Not very. She's 1,000 pounds.
Fat little kid.
She's 300 pounds.
On a vegetarian airbender diet?
you have to remember, Boomy lost weight.
Yeah.
Look, vegetarian doesn't necessarily mean, low in fat and all that shit.
Yeah, I mean, sugar is vegetarian.
Also, if she could just deep fry everything in, vegetable oil.
And should. That's delicious.
Mm. So yeah, well, I'll pile into the closet with Sekhvah. Well, I was hoping to lay on his bed and seduce him, and by seduce him, I mean punch him in the face for taking home all those other women.
How do you know I took home a bunch of other women?
I don't. That was a joke.
Okay. Everybody just roll me your current energy.
Okay. Because we expend it all before he gets home.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 successes.
3 successes?
4 for everything.
Okay, I at least got 2. It was looking a little rough, iffy there for a moment.
But then the last 2 kind of turned up a bit.
Or, at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys lie in wait for over an hour before you hear. You're basically in perfect silence, your eyes, your ears straining to hear anything. When the door finally unlocks, you hear it open, shut.
Someone, one of our party says, thank God.
Yeah, I guess I will peer between the crack of the door frame and the door in the bathroom.
I would also like to peek.
Okay. You guys peek out. You see Li Huang drop a bag next to the door, hang up his coat on the rack, start heading for the bathroom.
I will mouth to DeLune, he's coming.
I'm going to do that. What am I supposed to do, sort of thing? Tackle him?
Silence the area?
I give you a thumbs up.
I'm going to look to Soma for.
I'm going to nod and start to creep out of the closet.
I will follow and creep likewise.
He puts his hand on the bathroom doorknob.
And hope that DeLune actually silences the place.
And the place is silent.
Pushes, is it? Because you never said that.
Yeah, you
no.
did.
But I thought we said. I thought I said we'd hide in silence.
So you're just keeping it silent for the entire hour or something you're waiting?
No, I figured
so
that you were going to make it
your hip approach.
Yeah, I figured that you were going to make it silent the moment he entered the apartment.
Fine, like, I'll make it silent. Ugh.
Okay.
I did want to do it forever, actually.
No. You wouldn't even be able to hear him come in. It's a terrible plan.
That's a great plan, and I'm appalled you don't like it.
But yeah, what was that, Nick?
I was telling Kevin to expend an energy.
Oh, okay.
And Li Huang pushes the door open. Quiet.
The moment, if everything suddenly becomes silent, like if I can suddenly stop hearing ambient noise, I'm going to charge.
Yeah. He pushes open the door. He mouths, what the fuck?
I tackle him?
Yep, and I also tackle him. He's gonna get double-ended by a pair of
hot
He's
getting
shits.
Eiffel Towered by ladies!
Eiffel Tower!
I'll try to do the same and not mouth surprise!
Bitch!
Surprise,
motherfucker! Well, you initiative?
We're gonna surprise him. Okay.
I hope this is as one-sided as we're making it out to be.
It's a D10 plus any like advance you have.
Yes,
is that what it is
for now in this awful
for,
system.
For this, like,
do we have? Would we say that we have the element of surprise?
You do.
Hmm. Would that give?
I mean,
us,
I would fucking hope we do
some kind of bonus.
Well, I think we would probably act in a round before he would.
You do. Okay. All combatants roll initiative as normal, but during the entire rest of the turn, only the surprising characters get to act. Oh. Surprised characters may not act or even allocate dice in reactions like defending. Additionally, when surprising characters successfully land an attack in the first round, their attacks inflict injuries equal to the margin of success.
Let me know when you want my initiative.
I remember when I was on the wrong side of that rule.
I rolled pretty well.
I rolled meh.
Georgie, what's your initiative?
7.
Alice, what's your initiative?
10. I rolled a 9.
Tom, what's your initiative?
4.
Wah, 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 wah.
You're saying that. Yeah.
Kevin!
Well, I have a +1, so what do you think the lowest possible is?
2?
2.
Yeah!
Oh. Good thing we have a surprise round. Jesus Christ.
Sigfa goes sprinting out, yelling silently, surprise.
I'm just imagining she's going, surprise, motherfucker! No.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Since I'm facing his back, I guess I'll just jump on his back.
Okay.
I don't know what else to do.
What is your intention?
Hinder him in some way. I mean, we're trying to, like, catch and arrest him, right? So
yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Just hindered him in some way with my tiny, tiny body.
Sure. Make a roll. Your successes will knock energy off of his total.
Huh. Okay. Four?
Jesus. Yeah, you crap up
hands over his eyes. I'm going to spend four energy. Oh, okay. Sorry. I just need a roll. I was trying to decide how much to spend. One, two, three, four. Turns out to be three.
Okay.
That's still plenty.
Mm. Yeah, you jump on him, hands over his eyes, like one arm wrapped around his. He starts thrashing around. Zahar?
Yeah, so
season fries, motherfucker.
I'll jump at him, like, trying to, like, grab his hands while pulling some rope out of my bag, I guess.
Okay.
Because I do have rope. It is on my equipment list.
Okay.
So I will allocate four dice to this, I guess.
All right.
Let's see, that is only two.
Yeah, you pull on his other hand. He's thrashing, trying to get away. Soma?
I'm just going to knock him out.
Okay.
With what?
Like, smack him in the back of the head.
Okay.
10 energy.
Okay.
Wow.
One, two, three, four. Four successes. Hero point.
Wow. Are you gonna, like, kill him?
No. Another seven energy. One, two, three. So, seven successes total to just smack him in the back of the head.
Okay. Yeah, you crack him hard in the back of the head. He staggers over and hits the door frame of the bathroom. With Sekfa still riding him. He seems disoriented and scared.
Is he knocked out?
No, he hasn't.
Hero point.
Okay.
I have two.
Yes, okay.
I'm going to replenish my energy again. Four energy. One, two, three successes.
Yeah. You hit him once more in the back of the head, and he falls forward, sprawling on his bathroom floor.
Is he out?
Yeah.
Good.
I tie him up, unless Daloon wants to do something.
Does he have any stacks of cash?
He can pilfer his wallet.
Probably.
He might have
pull money out of his wallet and put it in a pile.
Pull money out of his wallet. Nah, I'm good then.
He might have a safe or something somewhere. You didn't really look around.
Hmm.
Yeah, so I'll tie him up and, like, gag him. You have, like, an area rug.
Yes?
I roll him up in it.
That's what you get for keeping area. Oh no, I have area rugs. Oh, I need to get rid of my area rugs.
And ask Soma to carry it up to the roof again.
I'm gonna nod.
And by say, since I mean like mouth, I guess.
I imagine you probably get it across point. With like a bunch of like point
mining.
Roll, and then you're gonna like jerk your thumb up to the roof, and I'll just be like, yep.
Yes. Basically making it look like you're just carrying a big rug up.
Hey, Nick, mind if I make a replenishment roll?
No. It's technically the end of the combat turn. You can all make one.
Okay.
10.
Nice.
5.
I got one
spend,
back.
For all
I
that.
Spent two hero points to do it, but I got my energy back.
Alright, I'm at 7.
Yeah, I did not want this to take any longer than it needed to.
Well, you did not want to give him any opportunity to fight back.
Nope. As long as I'm fairly certain he doesn't even know we did it.
Oh, he sees us. Or at least he saw me.
Yeah, I hit him from behind and just like, bam, 2 and 3, and just knocked him out.
Assuming the concussion does not give him a short-term memory loss, he would recognize Zahar.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Actually, for dramatic purposes, it'd be kind of cool if, like, I stared down at him as he was, like he looks upward and just sees that the last thing he sees is just me knocking him the fuck out.
Yes, I will, I guess, mime to Segfather, like, blow her whistle when we get closer to the...
Okay, so you're just wrapping him up in the rug and you're all just in a group carrying him up?
I told Soma to carry, because I imagine
he's
the hardiest.
Okay, so was physically carrying the rug when you're all walking up together.
Uh-huh.
I was going to walk with her.
Okay. You go up a floor. There's a lady walking out of her apartment carrying a laundry bag and sees two people in Air Nomad get-ups.
I'll wait. Is this so quiet?
I'm assuming not.
I am going to stare her down. And just be like the
Yes.
Like I will actually spend energy.
I was my ladder and continue walking.
Two air nomads and two other women carrying a rug up to the roof.
I will.
That's not suspicious at all.
I would actually.
Well, for all she knows, we could have registered as air nomads coming in.
Sure. Yeah. It's incredibly unlikely. I don't think that's the case.
So you said you're staring this woman down?
If she tries to make a move or, like, says, hey, wait, what are you doing? I'm just going to stare at her, like, glare at her and just be like, do not fuck with us.
She's just kind of looking at you strange.
I will wave.
Well, she might recognize us as in the paper as heroes.
Hmm. We don't even want that. We don't want that to happen.
Oh, no, you said it took the rest of the day, so it's like that time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, we don't want to be remembered, never mind as heroes.
So she just looks at you strangely. You go past her, up the stairs, to the roof.
Are you going to blow your whistle?
Yeah, when I reach the roof, yes. Yep.
Yeah, is it silent when we reach the roof?
I thought it was established that it was not silent.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just silent in the room.
Well, Kevin doesn't answer any questions, so.
Yeah.
No.
Especially when it pertains to what his character's
doing. He plays this game via telepathy.
Jesus, I'm role-playing.
Role-playing being an asshole?
No.
Role-playing for your entire life?
Oh, you. Ha, 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 ha. Yes.
Okay. Wei comes down and lands on the roof.
Let's load this rug onto Mui Mui.
I'm gonna load the rug onto Mui Mui.
I'm gonna hug and pat her when she comes down.
Yeah, and I'm gonna make sure it's secured on.
She licks you, Sekfa.
Oh.
And then once I'm done loading the rug onto it, I'm gonna go up to Sekfa and just be like, come on, we need to go.
Okay, we're going home, right?
And I'm going to nod.
Uh-huh. I'll clamber on to Mui's head, or neck area, head neck area.
Just be like, head? Yip yip.
Heck yip, area. Yip.
Hackles. It's her hackles.
Wherever it is that I sit when I pilot.
Anyways, to answer your question from a few minutes ago, yeah, I don't make it silent anymore. Jeez.
I was going to say, the whistle would be pretty useless if it were silent.
Yeah.
You know, Kevin, I could have all our escape die,
and I will remember you as a jackass.
Hell, Sahar, you remember him as a jackass now.
Sahar, we really shouldn't keep him in this rug.
Okay, then unroll him out of the rug. I just wanted to get him out in a way that didn't completely look like we were just carrying an unconscious body.
Makes sense, but...
Oh, because it totally looked like we were doing that.
Otherwise, he might not really be able to breathe. Do you have any rope? I saw you use some.
I tied him up.
Yes, tied up. He's bound and gagged.
Oh, I thought he was...
rolled in a ruck.
Okay, so he's bound and gagged. I wasn't sure if she actually had finished that or if we had just literally rolled him up.
No, I said I bound and gagged him, okay. And then I rolled him in an area ruck.
After you start taking flight, you unrolled him. What are you doing with the rug?
Is it a nice rug?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll keep it. Whatever.
For now, yeah.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to check him over. How badly did I beat the shit out of him? Let's see. The total amount of injuries I dealt to him was,
10.
10, yeah. 10? No, wait. I dealt 1, 2, 3, 4... Was it 4 or... Shit, I cleared
my
whole
street. I know I dealt 2 or something.
It was 10. I wrote it down.
All right. So, I'm going to check him over.
He's definitely concussed. Like, you beat him in the back of the head repeatedly. Aside from that, like, I mean, the back of his head is bruised. You don't think you broke his skull or anything?
There's no blood?
No.
Okay.
10 critical injuries is knockout, right?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. So, thankfully it's not a coma. We, that was,
Yes.
Admittedly, that was a little bit, that was a little bit close for me.
So was he just really bad in bed or something, Soma?
He fell asleep. Couldn't hold his liquor.
I take it you didn't finish.
I was a little disappointed. He's cute, though. Well, not now.
When you see a man wet in his pants and sob, they don't look so cute anymore.
What?
When he got his bending taken away? I'm pretty sure he pissed himself, shat himself, and cried like a little baby.
Okay, so the implication here is that you saw that... Wow! Girl! Wow.
Was that one of the Equalist meetings?
I'm gonna kind of give her like the. What's that face on our cringe?
I have no idea what you are talking about.
Nor do any of us at any time.
That's true.
It should be... Hang on a second. This face.
Worth.
That is weird-ass face.
It's the face that... It's the face on the banner of R Cringe and R Cringe Picks.
Oh.
Do you even have
that.
The kind of puck, like puck shadow? Guess?
Okay, so it's a guy... squinting and giving kind of a duck lips sort of face. His brow is very furrowed. He has a rather unkempt, stubbly sort of beard.
Yeah, it's like
kinda like mine.
Shadow kind of thing.
No, not really like yours at all.
Yeah. Mine is currently a little unkempt, though.
So yeah, I'm assuming Moi Moi flies to Republic City.
Yeah, well, you know what assumptions, Moo.
Oh, well, I'm gonna direct her over to the president's place where we have our talkie talk meetings.
Yes.
Yeah, where the general.
It is late night, early morning by the time you arrive.
Oh, I'm gonna fall asleep at some point.
Yeah. I mean, it was that way. I'm a little tired, but eh.
Yeah. Most of the way home, Wenwei starts to droop. And you guys realize that Sekfa is asleep at the reins.
Okay.
I asked Daloon if he can pilot this thing.
I've seen people do it.
Okay. It doesn't have a steering wheel, so...
I am just gonna... Hey, Sekfa, come on! It's a little bit further. It's just a little bit further, then you can sleep. It's okay. We need you awake for this.
I'm gonna, like, drift in and out over time. You're gonna have
you
to keep me
cold air at her.
Yeah, it's like driving at 4 o'clock in the morning. Like, ah.
Blast the music.
There's gonna be some drifting back and forth because I'm falling asleep every other minute or so.
Yeah. With enough prodding, you keep Sekfa awake enough for a not her best landing in front of the president's palace, but it's
a landing that doesn't kill us.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, any landing you can walk away from.
That's what Harrison Ford said.
Turns out not his fault.
Huh.
Engine failure. Not surprising since it was an actual World War II plane.
Yeah, it's like an antique plane.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently it's very impressive that he managed to divert from the populated area he was flying to and land on an unoccupied section of a busy golf course.
I just like the idea that Harrison Ford has been in multiple plane crashes and survived all of them.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he flies planes constantly, so...
He's a boss.
And when you like flying planes, you tend to fly a bunch of planes.
To be relatively good at it, I suppose. Fucking Harrison Ford being more talented than I ever will be.
At flying
Plus
planes,
Plus he's a
yes.
carpenter.
And a janitor.
And an actor.
And a pilot.
Okay.
He's not a bad actor. I liked him in Air Force One.
So... You land in front of the president's house. You start to unload Mui Mui. When you do, you realize that Huang is awake. And he is
looking asleep now.
Out at you guys.
Once we land, sleep time.
You don't know when he woke up. He didn't wake up with a struggle or give any indication. He's just looking out.
He's just there.
Yeah.
Sucking a duck dick.
What?
Kevin
said sucking a duck dick.
Yeah, you know, fish sucking cock nose, go suck a duck dick, faggot. It's from the greatest video on the internet.
I heard he likes to do it.
So you unload him, he's still bound and gagged. Sekfa is asleep on Weimwei's head.
Isn't that unfair?
Would your dad be in his tent or anything now?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh, he'd be really intense.
He would either be asleep or he would be doing his morning stuff. If the sun is rising, he's still doing it.
It's before sunrise by several hours.
Then in that case,
do you want to get him and let him tell us what we should do with him?
Yeah, I should head to his tent. So I do exactly that thing.
He is not there.
That's strange. Oh shit. If he's not here, then he must be out.
Or he's in the office?
Possibly, so
I will try the office.
I was gonna say, I'm gonna head back to the crew, let him know that he's not in the office, and suddenly be very concerned.
You meant ten.
Sorry, his ten, and then suddenly be very concerned.
I will try the office on the off chance he's there.
You pass a few sleepy people here. It's late enough that even this hubbub of activity is slowed considerably. He is not in his office.
I head back. Not in the office either.
Okay. Okay, alright, I'm a little stressed. That's alright.
What's wrong?
It's okay to be a little stressed sometimes.
I just really hope he's not at the anywhere near the spirit portal. Because that would suck.
Why is that?
Majorly. I don't really want to talk about it.
I could pull a U and keep on pressing it.
I don't think you would understand because your parents are dead.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
No, you can't pull a me.
Like, yeah, you don't fuck with the master.
Okay, yes, my parents are dead.
Oh god, I'm sorry. That's got to be one of the worst in-character lines I've ever said. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Okay.
Okay.
Anyways.
Selma's trying really hard to get knocked out by Zahar.
Well, no, she said I could pull you and keep on pressing it, and I'm like, I really don't think you could, because your parents are dead.
So, who should we report this to?
Well, we could always wait. We could... one of the commanding blah, 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 blah. Okay, out of character. Is there any other than, I don't remember, other than the colonel, if there were other people we could report to? Because he was the only person
president
introduced.
Himself?
I guess other than the president himself, but this is a little less important than something the president would
report. He's the only person who has ever, like, commanded you or sent you out on missions, other than the president.
Well, that's...
You know, you could ask around, you know, the people.
Well, maybe we could bring him to the police station.
Sure, we can do that. All right, so we
still
should probably...
ask where he is.
Yeah, we can. Okay, so I'm gonna actually... Nick, you said there were still a few, like, people around in the office. Does that mean there's, like, people working the night shift, like secretaries and stuff?
There are... people here, like clerks, and there's still the guards who stand out front.
Okay, then I'm gonna go up to the what I guess would be the rough equivalent in this horrible conglomeration of the front clerk and ask where Colonel Ronto is.
Oh, he went home.
Sorry, what?
Yes, he told me.
Through the spirit portal?
Yes, that's right. Down to the Southern Water Tribe.
Well, we were on a mission from him. He had given us a mission and we completed it, and I was wondering who we should report back to.
He'll be back in the morning.
Okay, so we also happen to have, a prisoner? And I'd like to know where we should put him for the night.
We don't really have a prison here.
Well, he's tied up, but he could use some medical attention. I'm sorry, I've never done this before. I'm a little new to the whole taking prisoners for military purposes thing.
Yeah, we don't have a prison.
What about a jail? Do you have a jail?
No. Isn't that prison? The same thing? No.
No,
These are just synonyms.
Prisons are facilities for long-term incarceration of criminals. Jails tend to be more temporary.
Okay.
Or municipal. You know, county jails, for example, as opposed to county prisons. You never see county prisons, but you see federal prisons.
We don't have any holding facility for prisoners here.
Can you give him a tent and a couple of band-aids at least?
I guess. He might leave.
He's tied up.
Okay.
Look, can I just have a medic? Is anybody awake that can give him some medical attention, please?
We can call someone.
Okay, can you please? He's really hurting very badly, and I mean, yes, he's a criminal, but also I kind of have some respect for human life.
Oh, you did that to him.
Yeah, but you know, I still don't want him to die. I just want him to be injured
severely
enough to be unable to move for a while. Seemed like the smart thing to do.
Forever.
Yeah, I'll call someone.
Thank you.
You're kind of milling outside awkwardly for like 10 minutes before. The little ambulance Sato mobile rolls up. And a couple guys jump out the back.
I am going to hand, I'm going to hand over, Lee Huang.
Why is he tied up?
I'm going to go with, because he's a prisoner.
Yeah, he, it's a long story. But we figured he probably was not going to go quietly. It's really the only way I can describe it.
It's probably a good bet, I think.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
I feel really bad about it.
So,
like, really bad.
Who's going with him?
I'll go.
I'm not. Yeah, Sekhva. Daloon, can you take Sekhva home? She seems like she needs some serious sleep.
Yes, definitely. I will do that right away.
We'll keep watch on, Lee.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah, you climb into the ambulance and head off to the hospital. Along the way, they look at him and not much they can do for him other than give him something for the swelling and put some ice on the back of his head. Daloon, do you manage to get Mwei Mwei in the air long enough to make the quick hop over to Air Temple Island?
No, it's a disaster. We all die.
Somehow Mwei Mwei just explodes.
Turns out he can't actually, fly bisons.
Yep. They just explode when he tries.
No, he was booby-trapped to explode if anybody other than Sekhva tried to pilot him.
That'd be terrible.
It would. It'd be awful. But then again, I'm awful. So, you know.
Aren't we all awful? Little bit inside.
I did beat Li Huang mercilessly.
Yes, you did.
You did.
I did.
Daloon, you... What are you doing with Sekhva?
Well, I shall carry her and put her to where she usually sleeps.
Okay.
I probably know this. We live together.
Yes.
You bring. I know where she sleeps.
To her. She sleeps in the girl dormitory.
Yes. And he even knows specifically what room.
Because he watches her.
You return to your room in the dormitory, And there is a little box sitting there for you on your bed. The note on it says that a courier delivered it yesterday afternoon.
Curiouser and curiouser, eh?
Okay. I'll open the box.
Okay. Inside is a little card that says, available by appointment only, Blaze. And then there is a small jar of burn cream.
Aww.
Oh. So thoughtful.
Burn!
Oh, God. He's so great. I love this character already.
Well, he's the best.
How thoughtful of him.
How sweet of him. Grind, grind, grind.
That Blaze, I'll just tell all the criminals that he's the one.
I mean, they already probably know he's the one.
Well, it depends on what he's the one of.
Yeah.
He's so fucking wonderful.
Is he dreaming?
And considerate, and he treats you like a human being. Meaning, he shoots you in the chest with lightning.
And then gives you burn cream to help recover.
The chest with lightning.
Do you use it?
I will.
It really is soothing.
Mm, good.
Oh, well that's nice of him.
It's perfect for electrical burns.
It's full of red ants!
It's red ants mixed with wasps. Yeah.
And pythons.
It's deadly, a terrible deadly pythons. Cream.
But it has all the soothing properties of pythons.
Soothing power of python, python, pythons.
If only that was a thing. Because what could be more soothing than deadly, deadly snakes?
Deadly, deadly wasps?
Wasps aren't that deadly. Let's be serious.
You're allergic.
So, at the hospital, Zohar and Soma, I assume, take shifts watching Wong, who just lays there. He seems conscious and alert, but he doesn't pull against his restraints, doesn't try to talk through his gag.
Well, he's probably used to
this. This is a man who knows he's been defeated.
He just lays there,
he
watching.
He recognizes me now. No.
Just watching.
this is underling.
It continues like that until morning.
Okay, then.
Okay.
Mm.
So we check him out and bring him to the president's thing?
Yeah.
How?
Easy. We're going to have to...
I use my magic.
What do you mean? We're going to have to lead him there eventually. Like, however we are able to do that.
So you're, unbinding his feet and walking him there?
Yeah.
No?
Are you carrying him, then?
He can certainly be carried.
Okay. So you're checking him out of the hospital and carrying him.
Yep.
That's a decision.
Okay, that is a decision. I don't know why we don't just unbind his feet and walk in there.
Because he could start kicking us and fighting back.
He's shown no sign of that thus far.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, we kick him preemptively.
You carry a bound and gagged man through the streets of Republic City to the president's house.
Yeah, that's really bad.
And you have that argument the whole way there.
Do I have to explain faux pas again?
No. I entirely recognize that what I'm doing is against usual protocol.
Normal social constructs, yes.
Just really want to be as emotionally uninvested in this person as I can be right now.
Well, you already had sex with them.
Please don't talk about that.
Why, you don't want your father to overhear it?
You take him to the president's house. Airbenders.
No, actually, the moment she says, why, you don't want your father to hear it, I'm actually going to set him down. And I'm going to unbind his restraints.
Okay.
All of them?
Yeah.
What are you doing now?
You want to do this?
Do what?
I heard Nick roll a die.
Yeah, so you're just unbinding him?
Yep.
I will grab his arm.
Fuck, I'll grab his arm.
Are you there? Because
no.
That was a question I was going to ask. If the airbenders were meeting them at the president's house.
I don't see why the airbenders shouldn't be there.
I guess so, yeah. Are we at president's house? Part of
this. Are you meeting them at the hospital? Because that's where they're leaving from.
Yeah, I don't think you guys necessarily know that we took them to the hospital.
Yeah.
No, so we're president's house.
En route to the president's house. This is
shit. I'll still take his hand. I'm not there, but I'll do it.
Spiritually.
No, I'll do it. Don't you try to dissuade me.
Lee looks curiously at the two of you.
You want to treat him with some dignity? Fine. We'll treat him like a human. Like you want.
That's what he is, a human.
Yeah.
Good, now kick him and call him a worthless piece of shit. That's how we treat humans.
And I'm just a little unhappy about this.
Unhappy about what? The fact that what? Use your words.
That he had to get wrapped up in all of this, okay?
Well, he did that to himself by selling...
Look, it wasn't supposed to be him.
Well, he did it. So...
Oh, my God.
I will have his arm and walk him toward the president's house.
He docilely walks with you. Daloon and Sekhfa, you can see the three of them walking up.
Hello. Good morning.
I wave.
Do you know if the colonel's here yet?
Is that something? Did we get there before them?
Yeah, you got there before them.
It's probably something we would find out.
Yes, he's in.
Okay, I bring him to his office.
Yeah, all of you walk into the colonel's office. He looks up from his morning paper when you come in.
Good morning, Colonel.
Hello, Dad.
Good morning, Sekhfa. Soma. Zahar.
Brought him in.
Balloon. That's him.
Yep.
I nod.
Shouldn't he be restrained in any way?
Your daughter unrestrained him?
Okay.
I mean, he's not leaving.
So is he cooperating? Did he come willingly?
No.
Okay.
No, we made a very bad decision, and here he is.
Bad decision?
We probably could have just asked him to come along.
Yes, it would have gone great. Hey, can you come with us? We have questions about that paperwork you signed about selling military weapons to
he's a bad guy.
Republic City.
Some people have jobs that they do.
And this is one way to get information about them.
That's all I'm trying to say.
Colonel.
I imagine in another 30 years this probably wouldn't hold up in a court of law, but I feel like maybe he was just doing his job.
Colonel Ronto stands, walks over to Li Huang, says, "Well then, boy, we've got your signature. If you'd like to avoid being the one to go down for this, I suggest you tell me something interesting." Huang, for the first time, smiles. "Something interesting, huh? Well, I fucked your daughter." Ronto, just on a dime, you see rampaging Ronto, the scourge of the ring, just right hook across Huang's face. Takes him off his feet.
Rips him out of my hand, right?
Yes.
The moment he does that, I jump at him. "Dad, no!"
There's just a snarl and the crumpled body of Li Huang.
He's lying!
Chuckle.
Did he say something bad?
I fucked him!
Huh?
What?
I don't think that makes things any better.
No, it definitely does.
Makes things great.
Get out. Soma, just get out.
What's happening?
Don't ask.
No!
I will help Lee up.
Oh, he's out.
Okay.
He didn't have much consciousness left, and that was...
I will drag him into a chair.
Rampaging Ronda, the terror of the South. Wait, the
and
terror of the
sure world. Make sure there's still a pulse.
Soma, get out. That is not a request, that is an order.
From who? My dad or my colonel?
Both.
And that's how I say boom.
Yeah. Well, there's only one of those I'm required to listen to. And then I just leave.
He slams the door so hard it shakes the wall.
I am shrinking away from him and behind a loot.
And you can take another hero point, because you're fantastic at pissing off your father.
Not his little girl anymore. It was the first thing I said to him in the first episode.
Well, report.
Report what?
What happened? What did you learn?
We just took him here. We did not learn anything new. We thought it would be best to question him here. And you knocked him out.
He takes his morning pot of tea and splashes it in Lee's face. Seems to rouse him to the edge of consciousness.
That's, okay.
Did I ask your opinion?
Seriously, Lee, did you think that was a good idea?
I did, and I do. Oh, did you see how mad he got?
I'm pretty sure he's still mad.
Take him to the briefing room and ask him some questions. I don't want to look at this piece of shit anymore.
Yes, sir. I will grab his arm and lead him into the briefing room.
Okay. He goes along with you. So mad.
I noticed. Is Soma, like, slinking around in the...
Oh, I waited outside the room.
Okay, I am bringing what's-his-face Lee to the briefing room.
Yeah, he has hot tea all over his face. Like, his face is turning red.
Hmm.
I'm just gonna casually bend it away from him. Like, the hot tea.
Okay. Yeah, and then Zahar drags him to the briefing room.
And I tell him to have a seat.
He sits. Are the rest of you going?
I have follow, because everyone else yeah. is going.
Cool.
So are you going to tell us anything interesting that is not whom you shared a bed with?
Is there anything that I know that's any of your business?
Well, we have your signature on orders for mecha tanks that were rigged to explode that ended up in the hands of the, what are they called?
Agni Kai. Agni Kai Triad.
Sounds like a question for our quality assurance department.
Okay. Well, there's also the fact that they were illegally smuggled into the city.
I just sold them. I didn't ship them.
Okay. Why did you sell them to them?
Because they had money and asked.
Okay. Who rigged them to explode?
Sounds like a question for our quality assurance department.
I know it was done intentionally. I saw it.
I was a triple threat for years. I've been worked over by much better cops than you.
I'm not a cop.
And I feel like that's really hurting you here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember when you were dragged on stage, screaming and crying, and pissed and shit yourself when your bending got taken away. In fact, I believe I may have taken you in.
Which one of Amon's lapdogs were you? The nameless, faceless one? Following a hypocrite?
Who was holding him down?
No, I actually invented a lot of the tech used for them.
Oh, so you were like... Alpha Lapdog following a hypocrite. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Was that put you right below Hiroshi Sato?
I suppose.
So you next in line to become a pancake? Or run into hiding like Amon?
Does it look like I'm hiding?
No. It looks like you're a hypocrite too.
Okay.
Well, that was easy.
So, who made those mecha tanks?
He kind of leans back and looks at the ceiling. His face is all red and he's got a bruise forming from where he just got clocked. Uh, Would you like to roll me? It's going to be an epic level test, obstacle 3.
Okay.
Because this guy does not want to give up the goods.
I'll roll 6.
Actually, can I help with this one?
No. You can attempt your own test later if this doesn't work, but it's going to be a different line of questioning.
God damn it, I only got 2.
He just ignores you, like a buzzing little insect. You ask him some more questions, really the same questions over and over again. He's just tra-la-la-la-la.
Once I see that this is going nowhere, I motion to Zahar and just like, move.
No one else was stepping in.
Move. I'm going to sit in the chair across the street, take my jug, and put it on the slam it on the table.
Across the street? Do you mean table?
I mean, sorry, across the table, yeah. Take my jug and slam it on the table.
And then just leave the room?
Yes. Are you good cop or bad cop?
Very bad cop. Let's have a drink.
Pass.
I bend it into his mouth.
Are you raping him with booze?
He kind of tries sputtering it up, but you basically force liquor down his throat.
Let's have a drink.
Are you trying to seduce me again?
No. I have 2 questions for you. The first is, who rigged those mecha tanks to explode?
Did you want to go on to the second?
I bend more booze into his mouth. Who rigged the mecha tanks to explode?
Is that the second question?
No, it's the first one, because you didn't give me a fucking answer.
Yeah, you want to make me the obstacle 3 test?
Yeah. And I'm going to put all of my energy into this one.
Okay.
Then may I have a die of a replenishment if you succeed?
Oh, absolutely. One, okay, 6, 8, 8, 1, 6, 2, 3, 1, 3, 10!
Hmm?
3 successes? That's an epic, right?
Yes.
Right.
I am, and how many replenishment rolls is that?
3.
Okay, can I take 2 for myself and 1? Oh, okay. Then, yeah, I'll give 1 to Sekva and I'll take 1 for myself.
Okay. Thank you. I did not sleep, so.
Okay, yeah. So I'm down to 6 energy, but yeah.
I have 7 energy.
Okay. I am luckily full up.
Do I have to ask again?
I did. Well, my people.
Good. Now, I'm sure you know what the second question is.
No, I will not go out with you again.
I bend more booze into his mouth. Why? Piece of shit.
Well, you're kind of mean.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a very good time. And nobody talks to my dad that way.
Except you.
Except for me. And my mom. I learned it from her.
You want to rephrase the question, or are we just going to be here all night?
Why did you rig the tanks?
To kill Agni Kai.
Uh-huh. I got that.
So is it a triple threat thing, or just a they-are-criminals thing?
Yeah, that was a little bit what I was getting at. Is this a personal grudge? Or is there something a little bit bigger attached to this?
Are you asking me if Miss Fang knew?
Yes.
Do you think there's anything that happens in that factory, in that town, that she doesn't know about?
Realistically, no. But I figured I'd give you the benefit of the doubt because you seemed like you were talented.
I am.
Keep telling yourself that, kid.
Yeah, maybe fight me fair sometime instead of four of you jumping me from the bathroom. In a straight fight, I'll beat a bender every time.
I'm not a bender.
I don't even need my bending to take down Dai Li. What are you trying to tell me here?
I guess that I'm better than the Dai Li and you.
I bend more booze into his mouth.
Jesus Christ! There's not enough liquor in the world to get me in bed with you again. Give it up.
Are you trying to kill him with alcohol?
At this point, I'm honestly not sure.
Or could we not?
Whoops. Might accidentally put a little bit too much in there.
Go on, we'll add murder to kidnapping and assault.
So the thing about your laws is that they don't apply when you're a war criminal.
A war criminal? Mm-hmm. What war am I a criminal of?
You're sending dangerous weapons to a sovereign nation. And as much of a piece of shit as the Agni Kai are, you're still attacking Republic City citizens.
Do you think anyone actually gives a shit about some Agni Kai criminals? We're doing you a favor, cleaning up your streets.
Look, I appreciate the sentiment, but the military and the law exist for better reasons than your stupid petty grudge.
Good job getting rid of the Agni Kai for the past 5 decades.
Yeah, good job sending mechatanks to one of their lieutenants to make them even angrier.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you send it to the leader? Did you actually manage to mechatank explode all of them? Or did you make one single impotent, and believe me, I know a lot about impotent from you, effort at bringing one of them down?
We made a first strike.
So is it under Wei Fang's orders or not?
She never said the words to me. Make an exploding mecha tank to sell to the Agni Kai.
So this is a company culture thing.
I suppose so.
Well. Sahar?
Yes.
Are you satisfied?
Sounds like he's going to take the fall for all of his people.
No, he's incriminating Wei Fang herself as much as anybody else. Just like any other sniveling coward would.
By saying that she must have known it was going on?
No.
And that
she did not order it?
I'm implying
that of course
she
had a hand in it.
Yeah, I mean, there's such a thing as implication.
Yes, but it takes more than implication.
Does it?
It takes hard evidence.
Well, we have a signature.
Yeah,
he's a representative of the company.
Signature.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't... I'm sure she can do the, oh, I didn't know that happened. And then it would be his word against hers.
No, your word against hers, because I'm not testifying against her.
So in other words, he is going to be taking the fall for all of it.
Well, then I think we have two options.
And they are?
We let him. Or we keep going. Until he admits it.
I'm not going to torture him.
It's not torture. It's assisted interrogation.
That is torture.
You're going to torture me until I admit something that's not true? Is that your plan?
Like,
you haven't said it's false.
Yes, I did.
No, you actually didn't. Actually, you didn't say Wei Fang knew nothing about me sending mecha tanks that were rigged to explode to Republic City, and I want that as an official statement from you before I let you go.
Okay, Wei Fang knew nothing about me selling exploding mecha tanks to Republic City.
We're not letting you go.
We're not letting you go.
Damn! I really believed that one.
Sure we can't torture him?
I'm not torturing him.
So I can?
I'm very against the use of torture.
You don't have to be in the room.
That doesn't change my stance on torture.
I know. It's okay. You don't have to be in the room.
Like, torture's not better because I'm not in the room.
Yeah, it's still torture, which is not agreeable.
I shrug. Well, I've done everything I can.
So who worked with you in building those mecha tanks?
I don't remember. We have a lot of factory workers. Sorry, I'm a bad person. I don't remember all of their names.
Was someone pretty damn smart to rig that up, from what I saw on the inside.
Apparently not smart enough.
Not smart enough to what?
To kill Agni Kai, lieutenants.
Well, you killed one Agni Kai.
Oh, good. Was it Blaze?
No.
Damn.
There's one of his lackeys, I'm sure. Unless it was just one of the people that were,
shipping. I thought it might have been one of the sailors, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was one of the shipping dudes, like.
Because the he may not even have been. Were chasing the bison.
Yeah, he may not even have actually been associated with the Agni Kai, we don't know. Could just be some smuggler. Yeah. But you did say that factory workers worked on it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I know which room they worked on it in.
Hmm. So clearly everybody who worked in that room must be guilty.
You sure like to make a lot of jumps.
Yeah.
Hmm. No, but I'm wondering how much you care about the fair citizens of your city.
Was you going to invade Feiyu and arrest factory workers for doing something that they probably didn't even understand?
I'm just saying there's probable cause and you could avoid that.
Alright, you worked in a factory for like a day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what you were doing?
I was turning a crank.
Do you know what that crank did?
It could certainly have built exploding mecha tanks.
Oh, you turned the crank on a conveyor belt that sends kittens into fire. Mm. You're a monster.
I guess you were a factory worker. You had no idea what you were doing.
Then I guess I'm going to have to serve my punishment for my but 1 day's worth of work.
At least one person there knew what the fuck they were doing. And did it well.
Okay, well, what I'm trying to say is, I mean, if I have to be questioned about it, then sure, I'll be questioned about it.
No, I was just making the point that he was making where not everyone that works in the factory knows what the fuck they're doing.
Okay, well, we're just going to have to ask everybody until somebody knows something.
Oh, I hope you do. I really do. I dare you to go marching into Feiyu and tell Miss Fang that you're going to interrogate her factory workers.
Well, clearly her internal investigation isn't going to turn up anything worthwhile.
It's not going to turn up anything. If there's actually even going to be an investigation.
Yeah, so, hello? We have the resources to make it as inconvenient for them as possible.
I'm not going to be getting on her bad side.
Oh no, somebody in another country who's going to pay you in fake money and apartment buildings is going to be really angry at you. I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but people in other countries being angry at you, not really that big of a deal.
And I don't know if you noticed this or not, but she is a powerful woman in charge of a becoming incredibly powerful city.
That is completely not something I care about.
Well, maybe you should start.
I just don't see any merit to anything that's happening in Feiyu.
Oh my god!
You are such a bender! You dumb woman!
No, it's the fact that they're exporting exploding weapons to other countries. Okay, great. That means that whoever is running that country is fucked in the head.
Yeah. Do you even open up a newspaper?
No. It tends to be incredibly biased. And I just go off of what I observe.
Do you observe benders exploiting the common people constantly?
Oh yeah,
I do.
All the time, and I don't give a shit, because I'm a bender.
You're a bender. Guess what? We've got the technology. We're fighting back now.
Yeah, I really don't think unprovoked attacks on other countries counts as fighting back.
He wasn't going after the military.
No, he was going after citizens of another country. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter that they're criminals. They're still part of the country, and they're the country's responsibility to take them down.
Yes, but the police are incompetent.
Really?
Yes.
Really, the police are I was a triad member.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you forget about the whole, war with the Earth Kingdom thing?
Okay, did you forget about the fact that gang members get off scot-free constantly?
I really don't see
even
that happening
murder?
All the time.
That's because you're in the gang.
Or at the bad end of the gang.
No, as a completely law-abiding citizen of Republic City, no, I've never had that happen to me.
Yes, I was a completely law-abiding citizen, and the fucking triads burned down my father's store and killed him inside of it.
Okay, well, your petty grudge is part of the literally not even sort of a percent of people who are affected by this.
Do you even go to where there's non-benders fucking owning stores and getting shaken down by gangs?
No, because I'm not
Batman
stupid.
Batman has a petty grudge against criminals.
While you guys are yelling, you're going to hear a slam of a door and Sekfi not being there anymore.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go too. This is getting pretty awkward.
No.
You're staying.
I mean, it was an okay try, but come on.
Listen, Zahar, and you... Whatever grand, wonderful thing you think you're doing for the world by attacking benders for being benders?
I'm not attacking benders for being benders anymore.
Anymore.
I've
good, you've
that
learned your
for
lesson.
Years.
But he hasn't. They can't change who they are, and you can't either.
I'm not attacking
no,
benders.
Nobody has any right. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. You're attacking them for
being
reasons.
Criminals.
Yeah, criminals in another country. It's not your jurisdiction.
Well, yeah, we're
you
one
have
to speak
no
because
right.
criminals in another country are...
Yes, I'm here because I was apparently a criminal in another country and you kidnapped me. You have no right!
Actually, we
right?
have a right to apprehend war criminals, yes. Thanks for being a terrorist.
There is no war.
No, you were just trying to start one.
Do you know why I haven't asked for a lawyer yet? Because this thing is a joke.
Oh, it's a joke that you
well,
sent
bombs her understanding
to the public city. That's a joke? Ha ha, it's really fucking funny.
I agree, actually.
Yeah, well,
it's
what would have...
fucking funny.
It's funny. It's funny because people live in Republic City and you have no idea who's actually going to be blown up by whatever the fuck you take to this country. You have no clue.
Are we gonna get any useful information out of him by arguing shitty politics and philosophy?
Yeah, no, you stay out of this.
Actually, I believe you're the one that needs to stay out of this. You've
no.
demonstrated that you can't take this in a leveled manner, and we're not getting anywhere productive with you here. So I think it'd be best if you left.
No. I don't see any reason for me to leave. I am right.
No. Wow, okay.
You are not right.
You're
I am
not
completely right.
right.
You have
this
an opinion.
This man has sent weapons to our country. He has attacked our country.
Great, wonderful. We're trying to get information out of him. Saying
and
that
we got our information
useful.
Saying
okay,
that he was the one...
Okay, then let us leave.
In that case, because I have
that is
personal
what we
business
came here
with him,
for.
And you only have official business, you shouldn't be here.
I'm pretty sure his answer was no.
I have personal business with him.
Because you've opened your mouth.
Yeah, actually, I did. I have an opinion about these things, unlike the rest of you.
Opinion
okay, well,
about
I'm
things?
Gonna escort our hostage
yeah.
somewhere else.
Yes, let's...
Somewhere away from this cretin.
I'm gonna slap Daloon the moment he says I'm a cretin.
Seriously? Just calm the hell down.
Where's Tekfog going?
I am running away from the room crying and probably to my bison. Cause,
okay.
Yeah.
So you just throw yourself into Mui Mui and cry
yes.
to the soft fur?
Yes.
Okay.
You can continue letting people send bombs to our country.
I don't see how my actions at all... I mean, arguing with this guy is not going to stop people from sending bombs to our country. I'm sorry if you think that that's true. I'm really, truly, truly sorry.
He can be punished for it. He can be made an example of.
Great,
he
wonderful.
He wasn't the one making them.
And what?
No, he
yelling
was the one making the
going
decision
to, do that.
To send it. He should be punished.
And maybe he will be. That's not
okay.
for you to decide,
he was
actually.
In a room with you. I think that's pretty big punishment.
Heyo!
So, we need
I'm
to
I'm gonna slap
out-
Zahar!
This is going this. Great.
Okay. You?
I have no desire to be insulted
okay.
by you anymore.
Well, you need to stop being so insultable. And then I will stop.
You keep doing it.
All right, let's see
then
where
leave.
Your father would
I'm
like
sorry,
us
you're
to put
in the- Oh, I forgot. We're not supposed to take this to a personal level, but you keep doing that. None
I'm,
of you
I'm going to walk not, away bringing Lee with me.
None of you are not personally invested in this.
Okay. Well, she takes Lee and she starts to leave the room.
And yes. I'm going to go with
follow.
Them.
Okay.
Where let's go straight to her dad.
Yeah,
let's
we're going
go to Ronto.
To her. Yeah, we're going to Ronto. That's where I was going.
Okay. You walk into his office. He is staring at his newspaper like he is trying to hate the words down.
That's one way to read them.
And looks up at you when you come in.
Where should we keep the prisoner?
Tie him up. I'll take care of him.
You're not going to, like, kill him or anything, are you?
No.
I think we have a little thing called due process here.
As much of a bastard as he is, yes, he is entitled to due process.
I'll take out some rope and go to tie up Lee.
Did you learn anything interesting?
Wait, thanks, behind it.
He did not say that.
Oh, I'm sorry. He all but implied it.
Wait,
he
all
did
but
say
implied
that.
It?
He did say that it's...
Sorry, he all but said it. I meant to say that he heavily implied it.
Yeah. He did say that it's almost impossible for her to not have known
about it.
Well.
She apparently finally controls everything that goes on in there. The entire city, even.
Well, we can question him further.
Yeah, don't let your daughter in on those questionings.
Sorry, I'm a little bit too effective at getting the truth out of him.
Yes, she goes off on these crazy tangents.
Mm-hmm. About whether or not it's right to send bombs to the country?
Correct. That is not what we went in there for.
No, but it's still... I'm still right. It's wrong.
No one cares.
I'm sorry. Colonel, do you care if someone sends bombs to the country?
No, he doesn't care whether or not it's right or wrong.
No, I think he actually does care. See, he just said he cares.
Oh my god, you argue about fucking everything.
I argue about everything.
Can we not be with her anymore? Cretans. Like,
I have never
somewhere else.
All right, Soma, calm the fuck down.
I have
deep
never insulted either of you.
Breaths.
I want to point out, I've never said anything bad about either of you two.
Yes,
I have never
just
insulted
push
you.
Push things too hard, so that we want to kill you.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a personal problem. What malicious thing have I said about you?
No one cares. You're unbearable to be around.
You mean to say that I've acted towards malice about you, or are you just too
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that that doesn't matter. You're still unbearable to be around.
Well, that's your problem.
I
have been nothing. Nothing. If not completely reasonable.
No.
Towards each of you personally.
Reasonable
except for you, Zahar, and I learned my lesson. And if you can't recognize that, then that's your problem.
If you've learned your lesson, then why do you continue doing it?
Because it's not you, it's him, and I point towards Lee.
What did I do?
You pissed off my dad. Also, you sent bombs to my country. That's an important one.
So I think I'd like to go to jail now.
Yeah, I kind of would rather go to jail than listen to her right now.
Why? Because I'm right?
No, because you won't. You'll just keep on saying the same thing over and over again and say
until
that
you
right.
Get it!
I get it. You think you're right.
Because I am.
You can think that.
Oh, I can think that I've never said anything terrible to you after you asked me not to? Is that false?
Well, again, she misses the point entirely. She goes off on these crazy tangents.
Is there anything else you need me to do, Colonel? Because if not, I am going to leave.
Yes. Take Lee down to the metal bender at the door. Tell him that he needs to be transferred into a holding cell. DeLune, yes, go with her. Guard the prisoner.
Okay. Yes, sir. I will bring Lee toward the metal bender.
Okay. Colonel shuts the door after the two of you leave. He looks at his daughter. Are you going to be able to keep working with these people?
Am I wrong?
I don't know what happened in there. I agree that we don't want people sending bombs into our country. Somehow I don't think that's the real dispute.
I tortured him!
Why?
Because nothing else would work.
You're my daughter, so I'm going to pretend that I didn't just hear that.
Zahar wasn't asking him in the right way.
And how did you handle that?
I asked him in a way that he would respond to. He's a thug.
I understand.
It isn't for one gang, it's for another. And if they don't want to punish people like that, then no, maybe I can't continue working with them.
Look, no one hates these thugs and criminals more than me. But they have rights too. It's what separates us from them. It's what makes us the people who don't send exploding tanks to our enemies. When you torture a thug, that just makes you a different kind of thug.
At least I'm a thug who's doing something right.
And that's what he thinks.
That's exactly what he thinks.
Yeah, I know. The whole point of this is that Soma is learning this lesson.
I know. And that's what her dad is saying.
Yeah.
Fatherly advice.
Right.
It turns out that every asshole in history has thought they were on the right side. Think Kuvira thought that she was a tyrannical monster? No, she thought she was putting together the Earth Kingdom. Amon thought that he was saving his people from oppression by Bender.
And Unalaq.
Yeah. I actually
was just
sure
an asshole.
I'm not sure.
And Unalaq thought that the Avatar needed someone just like the Avatar to fight the Avatar.
Well, Unalaq thought that he was restoring balance to the spirit world. I mean, he is granted the least sympathetic of all the villains, but
yeah.
I don't know. Zaheer wasn't necessarily sympathetic.
I feel like
we need to kill all of the Monarchs. Yeah, and plunge everything into chaos.
Well, so, I mean,
Zaheer before Plea blew her own face off, not very sympathetic. Afterwards, surprisingly sympathetic.
Killing the Earth Queen? Who didn't want to kill the Earth Queen?
Yeah.
Daloon.
Fuck that bitch.
Yeah. Daloon's got to keep a picture of her in his house.
Daloon keeps a picture of her in his wallet.
It's like, oh, my late queen.
I have many pictures of her in my wallet.
I was going to say it's legally required.
Here's her swimsuit picture. Here's not.
That's the $100 bill. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, back to seriousness.
Yes.
What do you call it? Someone is gonna, like, the moment you... What was the last thing you said that you think Kuvira...
thought that she was a tyrannical monster. Something like that. And Amon thought that he was liberating his people from bending right. tyranny.
So someone is gonna grit her teeth and just be like... So what do I do then?
You behave like a reasonable person. You set limits and you follow the law.
But he's right. The law doesn't work. Zahar's right too.
About what?
About nobody was there when the Agni Kai came and burned her house down.
So you're going to be there? You're going to be the vigilante defender of all people?
I'm going to try as hard as I can to not care, but it's kind of hard when it's right there in my face.
Also, it's the triple threats.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I meant to say the triple threats. The point was that I was trying to echo what she was saying.
Yeah.
If they go over my head and report what you've done to President Raiko, I don't know what's going to happen to you.
Well, then I guess the law will be really effective at that point.
You know, if you get fired or discharged and can't, or just can't handle this anymore, you can always come home. It's such a short trip now. It's two spirit portals. They have snowmobiles at the southern entrance. Take you right to the city.
No, maybe I should resign.
Why don't you sleep on it? I think you guys are going to have a little break between missions while we sort out this Feiyu business.
Well, you're not going to want to talk to me anyway. I've ruined everything.
Don't be so dramatic. Just talk to them like people.
Worked once.
Well, maybe you could buy them dinner or something. You can bring them around to the house if you want.
Your mother would love to see your friends.
Well, I can't exactly misbehave when I'm around Mom, so... Maybe, okay.
Because Mom will choke a bitch.
Yeah. Soma's mom will choke a bitch. Alright, maybe... Maybe I will invite them to the south. And then they... I mean, I can't really act up when I'm down there, so... Be kind of a good thing for me.
Sounds great. When should we expect them?
When they're willing to speak for more than three words to me again.
The three words are, you're a cunt.
That could be.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Christ, what an asshole.
No, that's that's four.
Well, just call ahead.
Asshole is, I thought, one word. I thought it was a compound
Christ
word.
Okay, is this? And asshole, that's four.
No, asshole is the fourth word.
Yeah.
But Chris, what an asshole is just, you know, one of those things.
Or we could just do what an asshole.
Yeah, moving
yeah.
on.
What an asshole would work, but I think that Kevin's trying to show that even when they can speak more than three words, they can still say, they can still tell so much she's a bitch.
Holy shit, okay. Well, just call ahead. Let us know when to expect them.
Noted.
Ugh, the airbenders don't eat meat. Suddenly seeming like a terrible idea.
Yeah, we don't really do growing things in the snow.
There's seaweed.
Yeah, there
no,
is
no, there's
seaweed.
Not. There's not seaweed. Seaweed's gross, even for vegetarians. The end.
Well, that's
seaweed is delicious. Shut up. Seaweed,
I'm assuming
seaweed is
they
wonderful.
Can easily import stuff from Republic City now.
Yeah,
yeah
I
now
mean,
it's
a matter of
great.
It's easy as hell now. Yeah. All right, so I'm gonna nod off to my dad and then end up leaving and trying to figure out what the hell I'm gonna do, and then smash cut to somebody else, please. I need to go to the bathroom.
Smash cut to Zahar and Daloon walk outside. There's a metal bending cop there. There is a Sekfa sobbing into a bison.
I will tell the metal bender cop that this person's supposed to be getting locked up.
I'll go comfort Sekfa.
No flesh, no pull.
Be all like,
I'm
it's
assuming
okay,
the
Sekfa.
Cop will take the.
Yes, I was yes. going to let role playing happen, but. Thank
yes.
you for interrupting.
Well, I was also going to go to Sekfa once I properly
yes.
hand over.
Yes, ma'am. He takes the dude.
You okay, Sekfa? I'm sorry about yelling.
I want to go home.
Well, I was thinking that maybe we could go out and have breakfast, the three of us.
Mm-mm. I'll shake my head.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll see you guys around then.
You'll know where we are.
I suppose you can know where I am, too.
Yes, at your place of residence.
Mm-hmm. Well, have a good day.
Yes, you as well.
Sniffle.
And I'm sorry about the yelling, Sekfa.
I nod a little bit. Just a little.
I will leave then.
That's what I say to myself.
Okay, who's cooking?
I'm ready to fly.
I assumed that was you.
No.
I'm gonna go home. I don't know if Daloon's coming.
Oh, mm-hmm. probably.
Okay.
Daloon, are you going home?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, home. Home is where the heart is, I've been told. I'm not sure this is true.
Is this your heart on Air Temple Island?
Yes.
I left my heart in Air Temple Island. Nobody?
Nope.
Nope. Nobody.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
Yeah, what
we
know.
Understood the reference.
Yes.
Was I supposed to laugh because you changed the name of a song?
No, it's... I was hoping somebody would try and open
sing?
Up the lyrics. Yeah, but no, never mind.
Yeah, wow. Try. Let's not get me to sing.
Yeah.
But you're good at it. You
are you saying don't
control.
Get Nick to sing or just don't get people to sing?
Nobody wants to hear me sing. It's not in
right.
anyone's interest.
So
I don't mind.
I'm going to make my way to Zahar's place because it's time to try and figure out what I did wrong because I'm stupid.
Okay. Zahar, are you also heading back to Zahar's place?
Yeah, I suppose that was the plan, and I was probably I guess I'd be trying to build, I guess, a sidecar for my motorcycle.
Okay, well, you just...
Seems like a reasonable thing to do since Daloon can't fly.
Well, I can fly.
It's like flying.
He can do fancy-ass gliding, right?
Mm. Yeah.
So, that's true, yeah.
I mean, you've just kind of settled in and gotten your tools out when there's a knock on your door.
I will slowly open the door. And apparently it was a ghost.
So my ding-dong ditched you.
No.
There's a flaming bag of poop.
You were right.
So what do you want?
You were right.
Okay.
No, the law was not there to help you when everything was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what I'm supposed to do about that. So when I say something like, I don't quote-unquote care, it's like, it's more like, I don't know what I can do, okay?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You could stop digging your heels in and screaming, I'm right, I'm right, I'm right.
Because I guess, like, in a reason sense, I'm right, but, like, in a practical sense, I'm not? Does that make any sense at all?
Like, I agree that sending bombs in is not the right way to do it.
And that was what I was really angry at him about, but nobody in this mill, like, nobody that we report to, nobody that is I don't think anybody's actually under us, but maybe if somebody is ever under us someday, is gonna care about that.
Care about what?
The fact that he did it.
Okay.
We've got someone. He's not gonna be punished. He's gonna rot in a jail cell. He's never gonna know what he actually did to someone. And that's amazingly ironic, because think about all the things that were done to him.
Okay.
He will have no idea. That's not punishment. That's relief.
So you're saying not having any freedom is not a punishment?
We have a spirit world.
Yes.
Have you ever been?
No.
Do you want to go?
Why?
Because putting someone in a physical prison isn't enough anymore.
Wait, what? I'm not following you.
You can... I don't understand it myself entirely either, but... You can imprison someone. But they can still live in a world that isn't ours. That is wondrous and magical and filled with things you never thought you'd be able to see. And you can get lost in it.
Yes, but you have to know how to do that.
But like, that doesn't mean...
I don't know how to do that. I don't think Daloon knows how to do that. I doubt you know how to do it.
But you can learn. I don't know how to do it, but I could learn. Anyone can learn.
Yeah.
The whole point is that imprisonment isn't enough anymore.
So are you saying that we should kill everyone?
I don't know. I don't think that's the right solution. But it's just, there has to be something more meaningful than just chaining someone down.
Look, I don't know about you, but I would not want to be chained down.
Do you
I would not be able to do the things I love.
Look, I guess what I'm trying to ask you is, do you want to go to the spirit world?
Seems kind of weird to me.
You should.
Should go to the spirit world?
You should try.
Why?
Maybe it would make you understand a little bit better while I try to understand you.
Understand what? Like, I'm not sure what you're trying to get me to understand.
That it's... it's easy to just escape from... it's easy to just escape from this world. The whole idea that you can separate yourself from nations, from countries, from laws. All you have to do is just... I've never been able to do it, but I've seen other people do it.
I'm pretty sure the spirits have their own kind of laws.
Yeah, but those don't make any sense.
Yes, and if you escaped the spirit world, you would have to abide by their rules.
Well, seems like kind of a nice place, otherwise. Just don't piss anyone off. I wouldn't last a second, but, you know, you'd be okay.
I piss plenty of people off.
Maybe?
Like, I seem to get under your skin pretty easily.
It's really only when you insult me personally, as opposed to when you... like, you could... oh, yeah, I'm sorry for hitting you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry for hitting you. Oh, my God! Ah! I'm terrible.
All right, why don't you sit down and calm down? Look, I will turn on the radio and put on some soothing music and make some tea.
Why do you always do that?
Do what?
I don't know, the whole, like, let's all be calm and turn on the radio. I don't like radios.
Do you not like music?
I
would think that you do, because don't you dance?
My mother made me
dance. I've learned that when you make rash decisions, you make a hell of a lot of mistakes. And you do some terrible things that you will regret for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I feel a little bad about torturing that guy. Like,
I would hope so.
That's a bit of an understatement. And I think that might be why I'm feeling really, really weird right now.
Okay.
God, I hate him, though. Why do you have to say that to my dad?
Because he's an asshole.
Oh my God, he's an asshole.
That's why I usually like to get to know someone before pursuing a physical relationship with them.
It wasn't supposed to be a physical relationship. I just wanted to... oh my God! I didn't think it was that big of a deal! And then everybody else... why did he have to piss my dad off?
Well, it's pretty easy to piss your dad off.
You have not met my mom.
No, I haven't.
They want to meet you.
Wait, what?
My dad suggested it. Maybe everybody would be willing to take a vacation to the Southern Water Tribe? You know, and I could, like, talk to you guys and explain that I'm really
not
sorry.
An
no, I'm an asshole. Maybe you could see why, though. I don't know what the right thing to do in situations like this is. Like, look at what he did. He did something terrible, but it's like, we're supposed to let the law work out and all of that stupid stuff, but then you come in and you're like, oh, where was the law when, you know, my life went to shit? And it's like, I don't know what the right thing to do is anymore. I just want the answers, and I figure the only thing that people are going to respond to is being brutal. And the worst part is that it worked.
Okay. Being brutal makes you no different than them.
And that's what my dad said, and I know that, but I can't argue with results.
And yes, do you like being that person?
I don't know. It's weird that, like, you would go from that to saying, from to saying this, from saying that the triple threats weren't ever punished for what they did to you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and then a lot of people don't think I've gotten punished for things that I've done to, like, the triple threats, and the Agni Kai, and the other gangs, and other benders here.
But you have. The law was fine with you.
Yes.
You were punished enough.
Yes, but a lot of people don't feel that way.
And that's why I always say, you know, forget what they think. But doesn't somehow it works in the real world. And that's what really makes me mad.
Life sucks.
Yeah, well, sometimes you hope you can take a dude home and get laid, and then he falls asleep. What?
It's just absurd.
It kind of almost sounds like the only thing you're upset about is that he fell asleep.
Yes.
I mean, it's a personal slight, yeah.
You can always take care of yourself.
Do you guys make machines that do that?
There are machines that can do that.
Maybe I don't hate machines that much.
I'm sorry, what was that?
What? I'm sorry. I can't continue. Okay, I can't in character continue this line of conversation any further.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay, so I think that we established that someone's clearly emotionally conflicted about torturing somebody.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, so I'm going to try and get across that, yeah, like, Ronto has invited us to the Southern Water Tribe and would kind of like to help smooth things over by having, like, offering us a nice dinner because the Spirit Portal is the easiest way to get there now. So, yeah. I don't know. Basically, this entire sequence is probably going to end with Soma asking Zahar for philosophical advice, and then ending up mostly missing the point, but making it a little bit further.
Well, I think the one thing left to establish is, Zahar, are you going to the Southern Water Tribe?
What the hell? I've never been.
Yay!
They have, like, snow bikes, right?
They do have snowmobiles, yes.
I'm riding one.
What the hell do you even call those?
Sato snowmobiles.
Sato snowmobiles?
Well, I'm sure Varric made those.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so then would they be...
Varric's boom machines.
Yeah, like, we'll call them voomers, because they go voom across the snow. Just
fair
like
enough.
You call movers... Movers, because they're pictures that are moving.
Yeah.
They're movers.
Some Varric Voomers.
We're gonna need to get to Loon. Oh my god, oh my god, Insect-fa! Oh god.
Yeah, Segfa was really upset.
Yeah, well, she saw somebody torture a guy.
Oh, but she also set people on fire.
That's true. So, Nick, would we call that booze boarding?
Terrible.
I'm sorry.
That is terrible. Let's lynch him.
What?
Hmm?
Yep. Lynching. Seems appropriate.
Oh my god. I'm so sorry for that.
folks on Air Temple Island, are you doing anything interesting?
Do we ever?
No. I'm probably gonna meditate.
Or no. Do we ever?
Try to calm down.
God, I'm starting to wonder if Zahar has become the Iroh of the group.
Yeah, I'm hoping that's kind of the case, because I need someone to learn from, and
the monks aren't an option.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have a badass motorcycle and dress badass, right?
It's true, yeah. So I've kind of established that someone is somebody who learns from, like, really bad life experience.
Well, so, are you continuing your trail of apologies to Air Temple Island?
Oh, God, yes.
Sekva's meditating. What's Daloon up to?
Also meditating, but in more silence.
I'll probably be on Moomoy while I do this, because I'm not happy.
Yeah. Rather than disrupt Daloon, this time I'm going to sit in front of him and wait until he's done.
Okay. Well, I'm assuming they're both in, like, the weird meditation square thing there is.
Yep.
Moomoy goes, when you sit down.
I'm going to look up at Moomoy and just be like, shh. And nod. I never got Shoku back from Droog either.
You did not.
No, because we were there for like 5 seconds. Like, that's actually really pisses me off. Is that I didn't get my fucking pig rat back.
Oh, you'll get him back.
Eventually, but it still makes me angry.
Droog will find us.
Like, me, the player, angry. He's my pig rats. He is a detective, it's true.
Like, he's gonna get some of those sticks that you're supposed to shake only one out, but he drops the entire thing on the floor and he just makes his way right to us.
Yeah, okay. He'll show up at Southern Water Temple.
He's some fucking wizard. Like, he just, a wizard is always is where he needs to be. He just never understands why he's supposed to be there. Yeah. So I'm gonna wake, or I'm gonna wait for Daloon to be done.
Not Sekva.
Well, I guess that
nobody
happens
cares about Sekva. She's right there.
Well, I mean,
I'm actually hoping to go to the spirit world and just play and relax with feel better.
So, is there anything specific, like, you just intend to go there recreationally?
Yeah, just to visit and to try. I guess, like, I'm just saying, like, over the past few days, has it just been days?
You can go to the spirit world at will?
I took the thing.
Oh!
Yes. So.
Oh, that's never come up. I'm sorry.
No, it hasn't. No, I only just took the thing.
Yeah, I think it's a thing that she is working on right now. So, yeah, you're sitting there meditating. Just upset. At all the turmoil.
Mm-hmm.
And for a second, you sort of open your eyes. And instead of the big tower at Air Temple Island you expect to see, there's like a lighthouse. It looks like it's just this ancient structure with ivy crawling all the way up and just shines a beacon out across a vast, seemingly endless ocean.
Am I, like, standing on water? Or sitting,
yeah,
I suppose?
When you look down, you are just sitting on the surface of the water. And this lighthouse isn't on an island, it just seems to jut out of the water itself.
I'm going to look back and forth between the lighthouse and the not ground. Flounder a little bit. Realize that I'm not going to sink. And get up and walk towards the place.
Okay. As you're walking, the hump of a giant sea creature kind of emerges, crests beside you. Sinks back down again.
Can Can I see through the water, or is it just too dark?
It is... It's murky, but when you have that thought and you look down, it becomes translucent like glass. And you can see that it is teeming with fish and whales and aquatic creatures of color and variety, the likes of which you've never seen.
I think I'm going to lay face down on the water and just watch for a good while. Watch for a good while.
You lay down and watch. After a time, without even realizing it at first, you find that you are sinking.
Ah! But
you don't seem to have any trouble breathing. Oh. You're just kind of floating down through the water.
I'll just cross my legs, sit, watch, see what's going to happen next. And just enjoy the beauty. And the tranquility. Water is nice and tranquil.
You sink down to the ocean floor. There is a big cave made of colorful coral. And a green light shines from within.
And your face is stolen.
Yes.
Guess I'll sort of doggy paddle walk in that general direction trying to get to it.
Yeah. It's a strange sort of combination of swimming and gliding. You're doing. But you somehow manage to propel yourself forward into the cave. And there you see a giant, very difficult to describe, the lower body of a fish, and the upper body is vaguely humanoid, but still covered in scales. It looks at you with four bright shining eyes. And off the top of its head is a arcing stalk, from which hangs this bulb of green glowing energy.
I will be polite and bow in greeting.
It looks curiously at you and bows.
Hello?
Sekfa.
How do you know my name?
You will have told it to me.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, I've had not.
I am called Grengrar. What is your name?
Well, my name's Sekfa.
Sekfa.
I guess I really did tell it to you.
Tell me what?
My name?
Sekfa. You told it to me.
Yes? Do you live here?
I will have lived here. And I did live here. And I have been living here.
Okay. It's pretty.
Thank you. Do you need help? Humans don't normally come here.
I don't know if I need help. I just want to get away for a little bit.
You can stay here.
Thank you. I will cross my legs and take a seat.
The other humans have not arrived yet.
Who?
There are two women and a spirit who will have been coming here.
Do you know their names?
They have not been willing to tell me yet. They are not due for some time. Perhaps it was some time ago.
Okay.
Are you hungry? I know humans like to eat.
Well, food is yummy.
He, she, it kind of stares at you with four wide eyes. Do you have food?
I will pat myself around a bit and shake my head.
Then why did you bring it up?
Because you did.
It sort of tilts its head curiously at you, and then it becomes a slow, full-body rotation in the water.
I will kind of follow as far as I'm able, and then can't follow anymore, and my head tilts.
I think it's time for you to go. That's what I remember. But we will have talked again.
Okay. Bye-bye. I'll see you next time. I will
It wait. Will be nice to have met you.
I will nod and get up and turn around and walk a little away.
The green glow starts to envelop you, and you open your eyes, and Zoma is sitting in front of you.
Ah! I'm gonna run behind him.
I'm gonna like be like, shh. I'm waiting for Daloon.
I guess you sit there and wait for Daloon together, then?
Sure.
I'm going to be behind Moonway, just kind of peeking out, because Zoma's kind of...
Daloon never gets finished. He dies.
Oh, okay. He's one of those gurus who just meditates themselves into sustenance and never stops.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Oh.
So, campaign over? Because they all sit there waiting for him forever?
Yep.
Nope, Zahar saves good the
end.
Whole day.
Good end.
Yeah, Zahar saves the day again.
Zahar takes over the Earth Kingdom and then Republic City and then the Fire Nation, and then the Water Tribe, and then all of the Air Nomads.
Okay. And then Korra gets back from the spirit world and just like, what the fuck?
And then I kiss her and it's fine.
Oh, okay.
And then she's all angsty. I know her weakness. She doesn't actually fix any problems.
Women who are also mechanics.
Like nerdy tech girls.
Yes.
So, yeah. I'm going to like just be like, shh, just to Sekva.
I guess at some point I'll come out.
Yeah. You open your eyes. Soma's there.
I frown a bit.
I wave, and then I mouth to him.
What are you mouthing to him?
I'm just mouthing to him.
Okay.
Silenced or actual mouthing?
You know, I've gotten pretty decent at lip reading.
I nod. Noting that I can hear him.
He was just going peas and carrots, peas and carrots.
Rutabaga, 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 rutabaga. Yeah.
I was kind of hoping I could trick you into thinking that you hadn't turned your silence off.
But I... whatever. Why are you here?
I wanted to apologize.
That's fair. I guess I should also apologize for getting so upset. It is not.
I will hug you. You don't want that to happen. I didn't mean to go that far with him. And I feel really conflicted about it, and I'm still dealing with how I feel about that, and I don't really want to talk about it because I feel like I've crossed a line that I can't uncross. But unrelated to that, I talked to Zahar, and she's kind of right in that we really can't be judge, jury, and executioner all the time, and that's what I actually want to apologize about. Also, I'm inviting you to my family's house because my dad invited you to my family's house.
Oh, okay.
You're going to have to go into the spirit world.
Okay.
It's really scary.
Yes, I've heard a lot about the spirit world. I've never been there myself.
Oh, I thought all airbenders had been to the spirit world.
Airbenders have more of a connection to the spirit world than most. Waterbenders, too, I think.
I give him, like, the kind of hand gesture, implying I've never actually been to the spirit world, despite what I was telling Zahar before. Other than, like, passing through the portal.
I've not even done that.
Yeah. The portal's only a couple weeks old at this point.
Yeah, like, I went through it, like, once, and it was okay, I guess.
It was pretty
okay. I had no idea what was happening.
Yeah, it's only a couple weeks old and restricted access, so.
You can only go on a lesbian excursion if you go on
Unfortunately, you have to be the Avatar to have free access to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's her spirit portal. She made it.
It is her spirit portal, yeah.
True. Now, Kuvira made it.
No, it was the combination of the two.
It's true. It was their unholy unlove. That made the spirit portal. And they're totally frenemies.
Best frenemies?
Yes.
Forever?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Like, Kuvira every now and then gets letters from Korra that's like, hey, Kuvira, you're a fucking bitch. And she's like, aw, and puts them up on her fridge.
Korra didn't even send letters to her friends.
That's true.
No, she did.
That's right, she did. Like,
friends.
Oh, friends.
They were just friends then.
No, Korra sent letters to her friend, singular.
Her friend that she wanted to bang?
Yes, that's the one. Spoiler alert. It's not really.
Oh, yeah.
I think if you're listening, I don't think
lesbian is plot relevant. This isn't.
I don't think Is it called banging when lesbians do it?
I don't know. Mm. Ask some lesbians.
Scissoring? Okay. I don't know.
Scissoring isn't real.
Yeah, scissoring is like...
I've heard that scissoring doesn't actually really work well at all.
It depends on your physicality.
I mean, it depends on if they put on a strap-on or not.
I don't think you understand how scissoring works.
No, I'm talking about banging.
Okay.
Well, anyway, moving away from the finer points of lesbian sex.
Yeah, so... yeah, I've never really been there myself, but we're being invited south to maybe try and kind of patch things up, because I've basically been a huge bitch this entire time, and I really don't know how to conduct myself in a military setting.
Hmm.
I'm noticing you're agreeing with me.
I think your problem is that you care too much.
No! You do care!
What? No.
I'm gonna hug
him now.
That's the secret to inner happiness, actually.
What's that?
The secret to inner happiness. It's a lesson taught well in Ba Sing Se. Don't invest yourself in other people's problems. Sometimes life sucks, but hopefully it doesn't suck for you.
Ba Sing Se is bleak.
It is.
I stop mid-hug, and I'm just like, wow, Ba Sing Se is kind of not at all as cool as I thought it was.
It's what happens when you get a large amount of people together. Republic City is quite the same way, really. If you get caught up in everyone else's problems, you'll end up broke and dead.
There are no
I open my mouth like I'm about to say something, think for a couple of seconds, and I'm just like, huh.
So try to find peace within your own life. Rather than trying to find it for others. But also don't be a dick.
The latter part of that seems like it makes a little more sense.
Well, I mean, that's just society in general. Don't be a dick.
Some people really deserve being dicks to. Did you see what he said to my dad?
Yeah, so?
I don't know why, but I got really angry at that. Well, I know exactly why I got really angry at it, but I'm surprised it affected me that much.
Regarding him, all you need to know is that he's not a good person, so you don't care what he thinks.
I don't care what he thinks, but I really want to see somebody, like, punching him. I don't know, like... You haven't grown up in the Southern Water Tribe. A lot of problems are solved by punching things. Just, you know, it matters if you punch the right things.
That happens in Ba Sing Se as well.
Yeah, but, like,
I try not to be part of it. Everyone tries not to be part of it.
No, but it's, like, ritualistic.
Ritualistic cunt punting.
Yeah. It's a cultural thing. It's like, you know, I mean, Ba Sing Se, people beat the crap out of each other because they want to steal stuff, right?
Mostly, yes.
See, down south, people beat the crap out of each other because it's fun.
I'm sure you could find that in Ba Sing Se as well. In fact, you could probably find it in every single one of the rings.
Yeah, that's true. It is fun. You know, to just kind of... And I kind of make like a boxing motion, like, really get it out of your system. But I'm not really allowed to do that very often, because, I'm supposed to be a lady, so I figured I could get away from that in Republic City, but here I am, and now I feel like I've...
You can never get away from society. Well, not in a city anyways.
No, but I... I just don't know what to think about what I did. I was just so mad at him, and I wanted to see him suffer.
See, that's where your problem was. You wanted to induce suffering on someone else. That's being a dick.
Air nomad wisdom.
Yeah. Try to not be a dick.
If people are being dicks to you, don't let them get you down.
But I want to be dicks back to them.
Why? So they can be miserable too?
I mean, yes. I know. You're right. Oh my god. This was easier when I didn't actually have to think about this stuff.
You don't have to agree with DeLoon, though, because he's kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
Yes.
These are not actually very good philosophies.
What, like, so you can, no, the whole not wanting to induce suffering on other people is actually...
Oh, yeah, really, no, that's fine.
His metaphors are a little off. Like, don't be a dick. It's like, you could be a dick as long as it's to the right people, I guess.
No one likes his dick being shoved down their throat.
Yeah.
No, but some
unless
people,
they ask for it.
The other problem is I gotta go down... Well, the other problem is I have to go down south anyway.
Okay.
I'm out of booze.
Oh. Well, we don't have that here in Republic City.
Not the right kind. It's different.
I see.
It's a little taste of home, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No,
well,
I know.
You're gonna
how
love
that
it
is.
Down there. There's Voomers.
What's
Voomers? You've never ridden a Voomer?
No, what are they? I've never heard of them.
You like Satacycles?
No.
Oh. You like snow?
Not really.
Oh.
Has he even seen snow?
Have you? Yeah, that was the follow-up question.
I've heard of snow.
Have you ever seen snow?
I've seen it in the distance on mountains.
A Voomer is like a Satacycle, but it goes over snow.
Intriguing.
It's really exciting. So what I'm trying to say is you should come to the Southern Water Tribe and you should meet my family.
Okay.
Also, fine. I'm not allowed to misbehave around my mom.
Ah. Very well. I'll give it a chance.
And then I'm going to continue hugging him. Oh, I knew you'd come around.
Yeah. That's the noise I make. Not sure how much longer you want me to do it.
Yeah, until I'm done. I'll be done eventually.
Leah, but when will that happen? At the speed of plot?
Yeah, actually.
Okay.
It actually does happen at the speed of plot.
Like, let's please not do another when are we going to reach Mos Eisley?
Nobody gets that reference but me.
And me.
Okay.
I was not there for it, but I was in another campaign with that same GM.
Yes.
Yes.
Were you? No. Mike was GMing that one, I think.
But we did the other Star Wars campaign with Mike as the GM. We did two Star Wars campaigns. I was part of one of them, and I was not part of the other.
Did we?
I thought we did two.
Well, if we don't remember shit that we've recorded on this site.
Yeah.
This site?
So many. There's been some.
Are Sekhfa's eyes still, like, glazed over?
No, she's hiding. Woke up and I'm hiding from you. On the other side of my bison.
Where's Sekhfa?
But you just shushed me.
Yeah, I said shh, but then you went off and hid, and I'm like, she disappeared.
Okay.
Ninja.
I'm about to yell, "Hey, Sekva," and then I realize there's a whole bunch of people meditating around me.
Do it anyway.
Sekva!
No, I'm going to be slightly more polite than that. I'm going to poke Moimui. Hey, Moimui, do you know where Sekva is?
Ma! He sort of... She takes off a little bit. And Sekva is just there.
I'm going to try to run after her. Come back! And if needed, glide away.
So yeah, she just flies up, and you're just left. And then you have to, like, you could do a little airbender super jump and cling to her side.
No, I... I hope I never have kids.
Me too.
I elbow Daloon and said, what do I say? I also don't really want to yell because everybody is meditating.
Wait, why?
I'm actually really impressed that everybody's still meditating while this is happening. Like, I didn't think you could meditate around the Sky Bison.
What? Of course you can. We're around Sky Bison all the time.
So you don't notice?
Don't notice what?
Holy shit, there's a Sky Bison!
sometimes they go to the bathroom.
Okay. They're usually quite well behaved about it.
I mean, yeah, but either they'll go brrr and they'll fly off, or they'll just do it right there, and I mean, I know that you can make things silent, but can you turn off your sense of smell?
No. Why are we talking about this?
The point is that it's impressive that everybody is meditating around it.
Yeah, because we're comfortable around them. They're everyday part of our life.
Well, how do we get Sekva down? How do I talk to her without her thinking I'm some kind of terrorist? I had a really good thing going with her.
That's a good question.
I was going to teach her to dance and try to tell her never to talk to my mom ever, and we were going to go ride on the Sado cycle, and then I took her shopping, and then I tortured a man and beat him to within an inch of his life, and now I feel really conflicted about that. Man, I'm not really even sure why I did. I guess because I didn't really want anybody else to be violent towards him, and I did. It's, you ever have that feeling like maybe you should do something because you don't want everybody else to get mixed up in it?
No. Oh.
Shut that down real quick.
Yeah, no.
Don't. Keep the boss thing say thing going.
Yeah, I was gonna say, did I not tell you about the lesson?
Yeah, no, you did. You said exactly that thing like several seconds ago. Soma, I'm missing the point again. But trying really hard.
Well, it is bad advice, so.
Yeah. I'm gonna look around. Sekva!
Weiwei's still just hovering there.
Above the meditation yard.
10 feet.
I'm gonna just kind of like start trying to jump. Like, oh, I can't fly.
Moimui does kind of a lazy circle around the meditation yard.
I'm going to peek out from on top of her a little bit. See if you're still there.
Mm-hmm.
And then duck back away.
Oh, screw this! How close to the coast are we?
It's an island.
Yes. So very.
Waterbender rocket jump. Is that actually an ability? I think it's actually a straight up ability in the rules that I don't think I.
Yeah, there's a cyclone thing that lets you lift yourself up.
Basically, the thing that Amon did when he was revealed.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yes,
then.
Cora does it a couple times too.
I can't do that. I am not able to do that, so I will not.
You can fake it. You can send a torrent of water up on your body to try to propel yourself up to the Sky Bison.
Okay.
I'm not sure it's wise, but
I am going to jump into the water and from down below, just like rocket to the surface and try and like launch myself up at the Sky Bison.
Dolphin style.
Yeah. Because I'm not nearly as like well versed in as other waterbenders, because I never thought I'd ever have to do this kind of thing.
Make me an obstacle 3 test.
Okay, I'm gonna put all of my energy into it. So that's 6.
Oh, you also have to do another energy roll to grab onto the bison.
But if he's successful in propelling himself, he would recover some.
9, 6, 8, 7, 8, 4. Okay. Is that 3?
There were 2 8s and a 9, right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. That's right. Okay. Yes. Then I'll make my 1.
You shoot yourself out of the water like a champagne.
3 energy.
Almost overshoot Mui Mui and kind of manage to grab onto like the saddle part. I mean, it yanks on your arm in a manner that's pretty uncomfortable, but you land flat on the saddle.
Okay. Hi. It's okay. You can say it. Go ahead. I deserve it.
Frowny face.
Use your words, please.
I'm going to edge away from you a little bit.
Oh my god, I'm sorry. I don't even know what to say to you. You saw a part of me that I wasn't really prepared to show to anybody. I don't even know I was capable of doing something like that. Oh, God! I'm freaking out to a kid. You're not even that big of a little of a kid. Honestly, you're probably a lot more mature than I am about this sort of thing. You didn't grow up spoiled.
I would look at you and tilt my head in confusion.
Hey, you, saw some things, and people were yelling at each other, and I wanted to let you know that I apologized for being really mean to Zahar and Daloon, and, I don't... I don't want to be mean to everybody anymore.
I will stir back for a little bit, and then slight nod.
God damn it, Kevin. You just posted something in chat saying, we could have used the term, you keep on bossing saying that.
No, we have to say that to Kevin.
Yes. You have to say that to Daloon when he's talking
or
about Daloon
can say
really
this.
Awful philosophies.
It's like, you keep bossing saying that.
Awful.
Yes.
It's that pun makes my head hurt. Yeah, so
Kevin, are you a dad by any chance?
No, he just you have to understand that like when you're trained by the master,
Oh, I think Nick understands.
Yes.
He's seen my father.
I have.
He's Kevin's, just like my father.
Kevin's dad is a black hole of tact.
Anyway.
He really is.
But,
Continue the game. This time without 10-minute pauses between everyone's dialogue.
Okay, fine. So, I guess maybe in an attempt to smooth things over, you would like to come to the spirit world and then to the Southern Water Tribe? I'm inviting you to my house for dinner?
I will squirm a little bit, think a little, and just kind of reluctantly nod.
I'll buy you... We can go out shopping again? And we can have some really cute outfits, and it'll be just like what happened in Feiyu?
Frown.
That was fun, right?
A little bit.
I'm gonna nod enthusiastically, and maybe you can help me.
Help you... How?
Get over... I don't know. Maybe figure out a way to make up for what I did? Please?
Maybe? I will, like, avert my eyes for a little bit.
It'll be fun. Besides, I think my dad wants my mom to meet everybody. And that's, really scary for me, but really great for you guys. If there's anybody in the world that you should totally be learning from, it's my mom.
Okay.
Uh-huh. She'll teach you to be a really great lady, and, well, you're not a waterbender, so I mean, like, maybe she can't teach you how to do that, but she can teach you how to walk tall and dance. You like dancing, right? You liked it with Detective Trude.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, how do I induce higher order moral thinking in a pre-adolescent? What? Okay, so, it's settled. Please come with us. So that I can properly apologize to everybody and not feel like crap for shoving booze down a man's throat and essentially waterboarding him.
I will look puzzled and then nod. I don't know what that means.
Yes, that's right. Look puzzled and nod.
Yes, look puzzled and nod. Go along with things. Rub, 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 my kids.
Well, we will call it there.
Yeah, I'm gonna, like, the moment she just nods, I'm just gonna, like, lean back into Moi Moi and be like,
good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.